Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Busy day on the program today. We have a lot of news, much of it involving Alberto Del Rio and Paige. We got news on Paige's drug test failure, Alberto Del Rio, his stabbing. He's the new Presidente? He's the president of the new Combate Americas promotion. We'll talk about that on the show today. As well as the return to mixed martial arts of Ronda Rousey. It was officially announced today by Dana White on the Colin Cowherd Show. Ronda Rousey will be returning to UFC December 30th. She will be getting an immediate championship match against Amanda Nunes for the bantamweight title. Dana White also announced that Cyborg and Rousey wanted to fight each other, and that if Ronda Rousey wins the title, she will face Cyborg next. And boy, do I have a lot of stuff to say about that. In the same interview, he also talked about Conor McGregor and how Conor McGregor had been fined $150,000 for throwing a bottle, which led to the biggest UFC pay-per-view of all time in which Conor McGregor made probably $10 million. Conor so mad that he was fined $150,000 that he said he will never fight in Las Vegas, Nevada again. Anywhere in Nevada. We'll find out if that holds up, but that's what he claimed. Got to talk about Paige, Del Rio, we got SmackDown, James Ellsworth getting a WWE World Heavyweight title match next week. We'll take your phone calls, emails, text messages as well. Back in a moment, Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Napa Know-How.
The Napa Know-How 99-cent reusable bag is like any old bag. It has handles. It stores stuff. But if you put stuff your car needs from Napa into an ordinary bag, you won't get 20% off. You can only get 20% off in a Napa reusable bag. Now just 99 cents. Check and mate ordinary bags. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum 3 items. Some restrictions apply. Offer expires 10/31/16.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Holy smokes, ABBA. Mm. Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of news to get into here today, and we're going to get into it here in just a moment. Sean Daivari is going to be joining us as well. Want to throw that out later. That'll be in the final segment of the show. This special weather statement. I realize there's been horrible weather all over the nation. But listen to this. There is a giant storm with its origins traced back to Typhoon Songda in the western Pacific. We'll move into the northeast Pacific, peak in strength on Saturday. This will make a huge difference in how badly the storm impacts western Washington based on where the low center track heads. This is from the National Weather Service. There is a 1 in 3 chance of the low center directly crossing some part of western Washington. This would be a historical worst-case scenario, leading to a historical windstorm for nearly all of western Washington that would be long remembered.
Oh, God.
I've tried to explain this to people in the past when I complain about snow, but if you live in Minneapolis, for example, and it snows, it's like 5,000 trucks out there clearing the roads immediately. I think there's, in all of western Washington, there's like 12 snow plows. Snow hits here, we ain't going nowhere.
Hey, they can't waste the budget on that. You don't get snow all the time, except for, well, events like this.
Somebody sneezes outside my house and I lose power. So this weekend, it's going to be bad. So
hey, good. At least there's nothing to watch this weekend.
Get ready for Mike's dulcet tones for days on end. Because this
ratings
is not looking good right now. I've been following the weather, but this could be rough. There was a snowstorm in 2008 that was, in fact, long remembered. That's how bad it was. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, the news here, as I talked about in the opening segment, Ronda Rousey returns on December 30th. She gets an immediate title shot against Amanda Nunes for
ratings.
Bantamweight title. And then, if she wins, they're doing Cyborg versus Rousey. Now, I know some people have argued they should do Ronda Rousey versus Holly Holm. It's a bigger fight. Whatever. Maybe it is. The reality is Ronda Rousey returning is going to do well over 1 million buys. It doesn't matter if it's Holly Holm or if it's a championship match. There is a subset of the casual fan base out there. They're going to buy the show in massive numbers because of the return of Ronda Rousey. Maybe some hardcores like one fight better than the other, but the hardcores are buying anyway, so it doesn't matter. Now, here's the big issue with this Amanda Nunes fight. Let's say that she comes back and she beats Amanda Nunes, which I think that most people expect that she will. So now we're putting another title on ice. Because Cyborg ain't getting down to 135. It's not going to be a title fight. So now she's going to win the title, and then we're going to have to wait 3 months or whatever for the Cyborg-Ronda Rousey fight at a catchweight. And my guess would be that no matter what happens, you're going to have to do a rematch, which is going to be 3 or 4 months down the road. This title is going to be on ice for most of next year because of this decision, which I think is a stupid decision. But hey, I'm not Dana White. I'm not here needing to pay off this debt.
Well, let me try to swerve that to their advantage. If she's going to fight Amanda Nunes in December, And like you're saying, okay, you go 3 months, and then she's going to face Cyborg at a catchweight, which, you know, the fight's so big, I guess you can look at it as you can put the title on ice, because if Cyborg does win, then you don't have to worry about her being a champion or holding onto a belt or anything like that. And I guess you could set this up for the July show then, if for her defending the title against Holly Holm, or you can use it a little bit down the line. I know what you're saying.
But here's the thing. I think that Cyborg's beating her to catch weight. And so you know that Ronda Rousey's going to have to get a rematch. And so that's going to be in July. And so the earliest that you would have a championship match is probably in the fall, if you're lucky.
Well, here's... Now, how do you think... Well, it depends on how bad Rousey loses, too. I mean, are people going to want to see a rematch? Let's say she knocks Ronda Rousey out quickly. Do you want to see a rematch? Are they going to do a rematch?
Well, everybody's arguing for a Holly Holm rematch, and Holly Holm smoked Ronda Rousey. And people,
yes, she did. Well, and there's the advantage for Ronda Rousey in the UFC is she gets to come back, and you don't have either Tate or Holm in the picture. And I know people, well, she's beat Tate a million times. Yeah, but you know what? The average person would still probably want to watch Misha Tate and Ronda Rousey again until otherwise noted, you know? So you get her coming back and you get to avoid both of those people, and you do have both of those fights, you know, if you want to do Tate again, most definitely Holm again down the line if you want it.
All I know is give me a break. Come on.
Well, hey, it's not even about the title, really, Brian. This one's about purely 100%.
I'll tell you why
Cyborg.
It's about the title. I'll tell you why it's about the title.
It's about Cyborg.
No, it's about the title. No, my issue is with the title, because we have 9,000 titles and aren't being defended, and now we're going to have another one.
Yeah, but this whole thing is being set up where it's because of Cyborg. They're bowing to Cyborg, and they're going to do a fight at a catchweight that they said they never do. So that renders the title completely impotent. I mean, she beats Nunez. Well, she can defend it against, you know, I don't know who's left that she hasn't fought yet, because she's beaten pretty much everybody, but let's say at least Holly Holm. But because they're bowing to Cyborg, you're not going to get that fight. So really, Cyborg's the key in all of this, and they're bending over to her, which,
listen,
I guess if you look at the ratings and everything else, I guess it's worth it.
I've been against that as well, but the point is, Cyborg did draw huge numbers. And so I'm fine. Listen, do a catchweight. Who cares? But the thing is, if you're going to do Ronda Rousey and Cyborg, and you've already decided you're going to do it, then Ronda should come back and face Holly Holm. And that way, the title is not on ice again for another year. We have another Conor McGregor situation. We're going to have all of these girls are going to be crying that there's no title. Exactly like this is the same reason Jose Aldo quit. He's quitting. He's retiring because he can't get a shot at this title that Conor McGregor won't defend. So that's my argument about that. And speaking of Conor, this crybaby. So you throw a bottle, which you shouldn't have done, and you hit somebody. And you'd find $150,000. Okay, you're out there talking about how you're making $40 million this year. Now, I don't know if that number is real, okay? I doubt it's quite $40 million. But this guy has made tens of millions of dollars this year. And he's crying because he got fined $150,000 because he threw a bottle and hit somebody. Well, first off, you shouldn't have been throwing bottles like an idiot. Second off, as I talked about yesterday, your bottle throwing resulted in you making $10 million. So shut up about it and pay the $150,000 fine and fight in Vegas again, you whiner.
Not like he's
got I'll fight Conor McGregor for this.
Not like he's got a choice anyway. I like the, well, I'm never going to fight in Vegas. No, you're going to fight where they tell you you're going to fight, and that's it. And,
are you kidding me, this
again,
guy?
$150,000. Hey, well, tough. I mean, he can do it. Remember, he tried to push them last time, and you see how that one turned out. So, you know, at some point, he's going to come back because, well, he likes money. So, yeah, I mean, I can see him being upset because of the size of it. But, you know, Nevada State Athletic Commission has got to kind of, you need to make a stand there where, okay, you know, if you fine him $5,000 or something like that, then you're just inviting it for the next time. This is a case where, okay, you're going to go off the rails. Fine. You're going to make a lot of money off of it. You think? Great. You're going to pay for it, you know, because to set that precedent of we're just going to slap him on the wrist, you know, just you cannot do that anymore.
It's all relative. It's not even a big fine for Conor McGregor. That's my point.
But it's a big fine for everybody else, and it kind of.
But everyone else wasn't fine that he was.
But I'm saying for future, a lot of times these types of fines and things like that, you have to kind of set a precedent for them. So we've had a lot of these in boxing and in situations like that from over the years. So it's not like this is the first time. It's not like he did anything, you know, that was revolutionary or new or anything like that. They got into a bottle fight and they just set a precedent with $150,000. If you're going to do it, you're going to pay for it.
Well, he needs to set a precedent of stopping crying about it. It's his fault. He screwed up. He got fined. He made plenty of money from that fight, so shut up and pay the fine and move on with your life.
Just to go back.
This is the one that really set me off. Of everything Conor McGregor's done, this is the one that's like really set me off.
Stunned about this because you were pro bottle throwing.
I wasn't. I'm not pro bottle throwing. I'm pointing out that his bottle throwing ended up being an investment, which paid off spectacularly. So shut up about the fine. And you could have hurt somebody, you idiot.
Mm-hmm.
So shut up and pay the fine. All riled up today because of the storm coming. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Build or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com has their finger on the pulse of all things independent wrestling. The HighSpots Wrestling Network features over 3,000 hours of content and counting. Live events, shoot interviews, original programming, and so much more. Each week, the HighSpots Network adds tons of brand new content, so there's always something new at HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com, Available on your mobile, PC, Apple TV, and Roku, the High Spots Wrestling Network is best for business. And speaking of business, the business of Paige and Alberto Del Rio, they're all over the news. First off, we have this here from WrestlingObserver.com. In a statement to the New York Post, WWE publicly pushed back against claims Paige and her family had made that she failed a wellness test for prescription painkillers. Soraya Jade Bevis tested positive for an illegal substance, not a prescription drug, WWE said in a statement to the Post. In addition, WWE is providing world-class medical care for her in-ring injury. This comes on the heels of an interview that is on the front page right now of WrestlingObserver.com. I retweeted it as well. TMZ in New York, running into Alberto El Presidente, the new president of Combate Americas. As he noted in the interview, he is the Mexican Dana White, although he's not really, because he doesn't really have any power. He's just the public face of the company. They're crowning a new champion this coming Friday. But Del Rio, it says here, referred to the stabbing incident, which I believe at one point involved somebody rear-ending him or something. Now the story has changed again. He referred to the stabbing incident as a, quote, street fight, claimed it was caused by someone disrespecting his girlfriend, Paige. He said he was at the wrong place at the wrong time, while at a friend's restaurant in San Antonio. When asked if he called the police, Del Rio said, I don't want to talk about it anymore. He said he only put it out there out of respect for AAA and Dorian Roldan, promoter of AAA. He said the problem with putting something out there on the internet is that people make assumptions and try to tell a different story. He was there with Paige. So they asked her what the deal was. She can't talk about anything either. She said she does plan to return to wrestling. Del Rio said that he is going to be working for Ring of Honor as well as TNA. But then he added, if they find the money to pay me. So that's the story. That's the latest on Del Rio. I guess he does not want to talk about his stabbing anymore.
I don't even know what to say. This is what the third story or whatever that was floated out there. It was a homeless guy. He was rear-ended in a car accident. It was somebody that was just a crazy person. Now it's somebody dissed his girl. Great. This is looking fantastic for Combates America, Alberto Del Rio, and Paige for that matter. So I hope the best for everybody, but it's just absolutely ridiculous. It is, and it's too bad. You know, it's too bad for Paige because she's locked into that contract for a long time. It was too bad for AAA that this went down and they lost out on him, but. Hey, I guess, you know, they'll try to put this behind them and move forward, and I'm sure we will. This is definitely, absolutely, I am positive, the last we're going to hear about Paige and Alberto Del Rio or Alberto El Presidente in the tabloids.
Sure.
Absolutely, of course.
This person says it's absolutely ridiculous that Ronda gets a title shot coming off a loss and being off a year. UFC is devaluing the titles with that and what Conor has done with the lightweight belt.
They've been boxing for a long time. People, I remember back, like, in the, you know, when UFC finally broke the deal with Spiker, they were able to get the Ultimate Fighter on, and I remember doing the PPH show then, and how MMA was so much different, how UFC is different and will never ever fall into the traps that boxing fell into for lots of different reasons. And here's just another one, and that's just the way it goes when you're promoting things like this. Should anybody really be surprised? If you have a big enough star, that's the way it goes. That's why so many people are also, you know, those people looking at this are also surprised that, you know, George St. Pierre, you know, no deal can be worked out for him, because at the end of the day, the dollar rules all, especially in the UFC right now where it's been sold. You have all of this debt and they're looking for basically a major event every time they go out there. Now you got it. They're going to be coming off the Madison Square Garden show in November, so you need Ronda Rousey's name on it. Why you need it to be a title shot when you just have Ronda Rousey's name on it, I think would have been sufficient, but that's the direction they've decided to go, and I don't think anybody could really be surprised at this.
Person says, did you see the TMZ interview with Del Rio and Paige? She does not look normal. Actually, I thought she looked exactly the same. She didn't have as much makeup on in the lighting that they give you when you're in WWE, but I know people have been talking about that, but I didn't see it in the TMZ video at all. Person here says, did you see how AJ Styles saved the life and career of James Ellsworth?
Mm.
You noticed James tucked his head preparing for the Styles clash and landed the move differently. Yeah, another guy tucking his head. James Ellsworth pinned AJ Styles on SmackDown last night after Dean Ambrose basically helped him the entire match as referee and then helped him win. So this does, in fact, lead to an AJ Styles, James Ellsworth World Championship match on SmackDown next week. That's our plan, to turn this show around.
Yeah.
Not that it really needs to be turned around, but...
Time filler.
I'm deliberately not answering the phones because I know Ryan is calling about that one day when he was talking about James Ellsworth and Mikey Wimpreck. Listen, I'm going to take a call here, but these are the rules. I do not want any stupid questions today. I got a storm coming and I'm not in the mood. Caller, you're on the air.
What's up, guys? Is Eric in the go?
Yes, Eric.
Can we talk about James Ellsworth's near brush with death last night?
We just were.
I missed that part when I was calling. My God, I thought this guy was dead. Tucked his head on the Styles Clash. Didn't look good. Oof.
Well, he lived. He lived to get a title match next week.
That's good. Hey, another thing I want to talk about on this show. What do you guys think about the new split screen gimmick during the commercials? I thought it was pretty ingenious, actually. I'm kind of wondering why in 2016 no one had thought about this a little sooner. What do you guys think about that?
Well, it's much better than sending people to an app, which was their original plan. And that obviously is not being done anymore because I think they realize people are not paying attention to commercials. So a split screen during commercials is far from the worst idea I've ever heard.
Yeah, I like that one. You can't do it like NASCAR and soccer where, you know, these advertisers are specifically advertising for those events. So that's why you'll see that, you know, more often. And it looks like USA is just going to do it either with, I don't know how they're going to do it as far as spacing it out, but I do like the idea at the beginning, at least. I'm not sure, again, you know, for the whole show, I don't think you'll be able to pull that off because these advertisers on USA, it's not like they're targeting Raw. So they want the entire screen, I'm sure, more often than not.
Here's another one. So, Curt Hawkins was supposed to debut on Tuesday. Now, I could not possibly care less about Curt Hawkins. It's impossible for me to care less. Actually, it is impossible for me to care less. I got to really think about this. But I care enough to make this statement.
Yes.
So, they've been doing these Curt Hawkins videos forever. And they announced that Curt Hawkins is going to make his... He's going to appear in the ring for the first time at this pay-per-view. So everyone's expecting a match. Again, not that anybody cares, but they are. So Curt Hawkins appears in the ring as promised at the pay-per-view to announce that he will have his first match on Tuesday. Now, they spent all that time setting this whole deal up and wasting time on this pay-per-view, which went short, by the way, to get him in the ring to do this segment to announce that he was going to debut in the ring on Tuesday. He was going to have a match. And then, on Tuesday, he's not even on the show. They ran out of time, so they cut his segment. And it was like, really? You had an in-ring segment on the pay-per-view to build up Curt Hawkins' first match. And I don't even care about the match. My point is just the overall issue that you can't do a live television show with enough time to put Curt Hawkins on the show. Was he going to go 20 minutes? What was he going to do where he had to cut it off the show due to time?
Maybe that's the gimmick.
Not to mention.
Maybe it's the David Cry, you know, Tony, what's going on? We're out of time. It's every time for Curt Hawkins.
Look at all the other stuff that's on this show. But they didn't have time for Curt Hawkins, which they promoted with an in-ring segment on a damn pay-per-view. What's happening to this world?
I don't know. I tell you, did you see this real-life world thing, which is vomit-inducing about Fedor's daughter?
No.
It's coming from Bloody Elbow.
Oh, it's bullying? Or he was attacked or something, right?
She was attacked.
I thought it was his son.
No, it was the daughter. From what it says here, last week, the daughter of, quote, a famous heavyweight, unquote, was attacked and hospitalized in Moscow. While the report did not name the fighter, Bloody Elbow confirmed with multiple sources that it was heavyweight legend Fedor Emelianenko. According to the report, the 16-year-old girl, incorrectly labeled as 9 years old in the article, was on her way home from school when she was attacked by unarmed assailants and assaulted in the process. She was seemingly kicked in the chest, an attack that left a noticeable bruise on her body. The report added that the girl was transferred to the Research Institute for Emergency Surgery, where she was diagnosed with a contusion.
Man. No good. Back in a moment, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Just as well to keep it. Get some game in store. You're with me now. We'll be again. Other points in between. And the cool, cool morning. Living right is easy.
Hi, this is Tom Bamford for DIY Focus. Fall is the perfect time to build your dream deck. Planning includes choosing the right lumber. You need two kinds, structural and finish quality. Properly size the posts, beams, and joists in graded material treated for rot resistance. Deck boards and rails need to look good too. If, like me, you find real wood appealing, choose deck boards with vertical grain. They'll warp and twist less with age. And now a word from Lumber Liquidators.
Attention floor buyers. The 5th annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. It's your chance to get hundreds of first quality floors at unbelievable closeout prices while supplies last. Like gorgeous pre-finished hardwood and bamboo from an incredible $129. Popular woodlook tile and vinyl plank are almost half off. And get North American and European laminate packages from just 29 cents. Hurry in for more yard sale deals at your local store, plus special financing. Don't miss these limited time deals. Get to the Fall Flooring Yard Sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at focusonrock.com, where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone Limited Edition Les Paul for just $399. An Ibanez Electric for $249. A Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199. Or Daddario Strings, 3 packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Joined today by Sean Daivari. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, including the Academy School of Professional Wrestling and more. Sean, what's going on?
Hey, man, what's going on, dude?
Hey, before we get started with anything, tell me about this train passenger you had to put a beating on a few years ago.
it's kind of one of those things that snowballs into like a whole different story. I really don't even remember what happened now. I just remember what people tell me. But so pretty much I was on the train, like Minneapolis. I live downtown, and getting to and from the airport is a pain in the ass. So like usually just take the train and brings you right in. And then I was on the train, and this guy was just kind of, you know, just being a general random crazy, which happens in metropolitan cities. Like, he's just kind of going up and down the trains, bothering people, whatever. But nothing too bad, except for one specific dude he kind of zeroed in on. And I'm sorry, what's the, are we on, like, the radio? Like, what's the language barrier?
Yes, definitely a language barrier. Yeah, no swearing.
What's that?
No swearing. We're on live radio.
F you, I'm going to kill you, F you type stuff. Which, again, like, I was like, eh, none of my business, whatever. But he had a backpack on. And then, like, he swung his backpack in front of him and started unzipping it. And at that point, like, I was assuming he was getting something to help facilitate the SU, I'm going to kill you. Maybe he was grabbing his newspaper. Maybe he was getting an iPod. I don't know. But, like, at that point, I was like, all right, I can't watch anymore in case something bad happens. And then I went up, I grabbed him, and I put him in a rear naked choke. And then I choked him out. And he was way bigger than me. Like, fight him. He's way stronger than I was. So I choked him out, and then, like, I really didn't have an exit strategy except for the train just happened to hit the next stop and the doors open. I was like, oh, here's my chance. And I just threw him off the train, and then we went to the airport. And then I thought that was that. You know, it was a done deal. I was actually afraid I was going to get in trouble. My biggest concern was I was going to miss my flight. So the next day, like, I wake up and I have, like, 10 voicemails from, like, ESPN, from TMZ, from, like, local Minneapolis news and stuff. Saying somebody on the train recognized me, which in Minneapolis happens kind of a lot. And then they obtained the footage and they wanted me to talk about it. So at this point, I'm like scared. I have no idea like what the footage looked like. I really don't remember what happened exactly. I was like, oh man, they're going to make it look like these crazy wrestlers are attacking civilians for no reason. And then when it started coming on the news, like, oh man, they babyfaced the crap out of me.
Yeah, the video's on YouTube if you guys want to head up there and check it out. But it is amazing. I mean, as you mentioned, you don't even remember it. It just happened so fast and it's over. And, I mean,
I was really, really sick, too. I had the flu. It was, like, super early in the morning. I was going to catch my flight to go to the next town. Like, it was one of those things. That, and, like, it's kind of funny. Stuff like that happens to me all the time. I always get dragged into situations I have zero interest in being a part of. But that was one of those things. I was like, I don't even remember what happened. I just remember seeing the problem. I said, this problem needs to be solved. I solved it, but I don't remember exactly the method that I did it or, like, what made me react in what way. Like, I didn't even remember the guy had a backpack on him. I don't even remember what he was saying. Like, but then, like, when I watched it back, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. He was saying he was going to kill the guy. And, oh, yeah, that's right. When he took his backpack off, I thought he was going to pull out a gun or a knife or something. Like, then it started coming back to me as I was watching it, but... Like, I heard from, like, afterwards they interviewed the police and stuff, and the police were saying that we just watch it on the monitor. We have not, there's no audio, it's just video. And he says, to us, it looked like some guy attacked this other dude and threw him off the train. Like, you know, I was the culprit, like, when they saw it. And then after finally investigating and, I guess, talking to people on the train or whatever, they got the whole story. So, yeah, I was pretty lucky that I didn't get in any sort of trouble.
Over the years, how many times have you been in?
A mile long too, which would help my kids.
Say, over the years, how many times have you been in situations like this? Where, I mean, have you ever had to go like old pro wrestling style, biblical, and go for somebody's eye? I mean, how many times have you been? Have you been tried, or have you been in situations where it's like, okay, let's take the shot at the wrestler?
Are you talking about in like real life or like at work?
Absolutely in real life, as far as just, you know, every day. Because, you know, you always hear those stories from back in the day about, you know, guys wrestling stuff, this and that. And it happens today. It's just we hear about it less and less because the average person's got a lot more respect for the pro wrestling industry and understands it more. But it's not like it doesn't still happen where guys will take a shot at, you know, somebody like you and, you know, see how tough you really are.
So in reality, like I was saying earlier, this kind of stuff happens to me all the time for some reason. And I have no idea why. I always assume I'm in the wrong place at the wrong time, but it has nothing to do with the fact that I'm a wrestler. I think it has the fact to do with, like, I feel like everybody else is kind of a pussy. Like, when they see a problem, they don't get involved. They just are like, oh, I'm going to get hurt, or I shouldn't do this, or this is someone else's problem. Like, I hate it, too. I never want to be a part of it. But, like, It was not too long ago. I'm walking down the sidewalk. It's like in San Diego. They have like a busy street where all the bars and nightclubs are at. And it's like maybe midnight, so the place is packed. And probably like 15 yards in front of me, there's a guy has his girlfriend by the arm. She's trying to walk away, and he's like swinging her around, and she's like banging up against the wall, and she's trying to break away from him. And he's like, I'm telling you, there's a packed street. He's like 15 yards ahead of me. There must have been men, people, guys, women everywhere. And everybody's just walking by. I'm like, you guys see this, right? Like, I'm not the only one that sees this. Like, dude, you're like 2 feet away. You see this. Dude, you're like 8 feet away. You see this. I'm like 15 yards back, and I'm walking in that direction. I get closer. I'm like, please, somebody handle this. Please, somebody help this poor girl out. And literally, I'm inches away from it. Nobody did anything. I'm like, all right, I guess I'm involved now. I had to stop that guy.
So are you going to teach shooting here at the Academy School of Professional Wrestling?
No, not really. I'm not even like a good fighter. Like I've trained a little bit, like as much as like a little kid that signs up for Taekwondo at the strip mall. Like I know that much, but I'm not even like a fighter or nothing. It's just these situations always. Maybe I'm in the wrong place. Like, maybe I should stop hanging out in different places. I'm sure if I go to church or something, this type of stuff wouldn't happen.
It probably would happen a little bit less at church, but you never know. You never know. So well, tell us about this.
I went to church for the first time in my life with Molly Holly the other day.
We had Ken Anderson on last week talking about the school, and the two of you are involved, the Academy School of Professional Wrestling. Tell us how this whole idea came about.
So we've had this idea for years. We've always wanted to do a wrestling school because we always discussed how our success had very little to do with our training. Because that's kind of a really popular question that comes up. People always ask you, like, where'd you break in? Where'd you start? Like, you know, who trained you? And We had good trainers, good enough trainers, I should say, but like a lot of our success and none of that was because of our training. And then as we got to be friends with more successful people and stuff, very few people's success had to do because of their training. It was all really stuff they did on their own. And then that started snowballing the idea of running a school, but we really didn't know the how or the when or the why or the where. And then it wasn't until my little brother started getting on WWE's radar that he was invited down to NXT in the Performance Center. So he was down there for like a week-long thing. It was the same camp that they hired Kevin Owens out of, you know, and he was telling me about this facility. And I'm like, that's it. That's exactly what I've been thinking about and like trying to put into words this whole time. That's the facility, like this all-encompassing facility. But then later on, it got to the point where, like, man, like, if you have access to that thing, you're already there. Like, you already have a job. So it's like, why don't we create that facility for everybody that doesn't have a contract? And that kind of got the snowball rolling. And then here we are today. We have the Academy School of Professional Wrestling.
And Ari, you worked on Monday. Looked good. It was a good match.
Man, like, behind the scenes, I feel there's so much more going on that more people don't know. I don't know either. But there's a lot of little clues I saw in his segment that made me think that they might be figuring him. Maybe not, but maybe so.
So is he not under contract right now? He's just doing per-date deals?
Yeah, he doesn't have a contract with them. He's worked countless shows with them. He's working on NXT. He worked the Cruiserweight Classic. He worked Raw this Monday. But no, he doesn't have a deal.
How about that? Now, you obviously helped train him. He's actually been around a long time. I think some people may have just, because of the Cruiserweight Classic and because of the Raw appearance, they're thinking like, oh, he's just been in the business a couple of years. It's been a while. You obviously had been all over the place. Go ahead.
I said, I think he's been on the job like 10 years.
That's right. And you had been in WWE prior to him getting in. And I guess what sort of things did you learn from your time in WWE? Like lessons that you could impart on this young man so he wouldn't have to deal with maybe some of the things that you had to deal with?
Oh, countless. I mean, that was the catalyst of me and Ken starting the Academy. Was we had so much more knowledge and information that it wasn't time that we needed to acquire this info. It just wasn't given to us. If it was given to us ages ago, we could have applied it to our careers ages ago. The light bulb that went off for me was the first time I saw Bobby Lashley. I saw Bobby Lashley the first time he stepped foot in a ring, and I saw his debut on SmackDown, I think it was, and I saw him win a championship. And I remember thinking, like, that's the way it should be. Like, this guy was fast-tracked from day one. He was just given all the tools he needed to succeed in that position. And I was like, in 2 years, he was totally fine and ready for the races. Like, 2 years in, I was not nearly that capable or that qualified that Bobby was, because I didn't have the coaching and the guidance that he did. And that's kind of what me, Ken, I mean, all the Minnesota guys, like Shelton, you know, we all helped Ari along the way with that, whether it was in the ring, how to conduct business, how to talk to people, how to carry yourself. Everything that we've learned by trial and error, we were able to just tell them because nobody told us.
Now, obviously, everybody's different because there are stories about Kurt Angle being great like a week in, but that's Kurt Angle. I mean, if you took a normal, average person and you gave them the right training and the right guidance, how long do you think it would be before they were capable of having a competent match on a wrestling show?
Like a card or like TV?
We'll start with a card and then we'll talk about TV.
I think someone, if they can't have their first like indie wrestling match after 3 months, they might be a little behind. To be able to go on TV, maybe like 6 months to a year to hang, to be able to do well, maybe like a year to 2 years.
And I know that at your facility, I think you and Ken are both certified personal trainers as well, right?
Yeah. We're both certified personal trainers. That's what we were doing before we started making money wrestling. And then through just kind of injury and like being beat up, I became a corrective exercise specialist, which is, you know, pretty much I can conduct physical therapy. And then, again, just for pro wrestling, pretty much everything I know how to do, I just did it for wrestling at some point in time. And another one was I wanted to tighten up my body, so I really got into diet and nutrition. So I became a certified fitness nutrition specialist, so I can prescribe meal plans and diet plans for pretty much myself is why I did it, and now I guess I can do it for other people too.
So basically you had injuries and you decided I got to figure out how to fix these things, and while I'm at it, I may as well get certified so I can help other people who have these injuries.
Yeah, I mean, that was never the idea. That was kind of just how you get the education in doing it. Like, it's kind of funny. Anytime I want to do something in wrestling, I just kind of jump in both feet first and learn everything I can about it. So, like, I remember this was, like, 1999 or 2000. Like all of my favorite wrestlers, like, I remember, like, Lance Storm and Perry Saturn, and dude, they had, like, websites. Nobody had it. There was, like, a WCW website. There was a WWF website. There was an ECW website. But none of the talent had websites. But, like, Lance Storm did, and, like, Perry Saturn did, and I was like, that's pretty cool. Like, I should have my own Sean Devari website. So I went to the bookstore, and I bought a book, like, how to write HTML, and I read it, and I made my own website. And then, like, you know, same thing with, like, I remember seeing indie guys in shows selling T-shirts. I was like, oh, I should sell T-shirts, too. And then, like, the shirts that the guys were drawing up for me were garbage. It was just, like, Sean Devari, like, text on a shirt. So I went back to the bookstore, and I got a book on Photoshop, and I learned how to do Photoshop, and I started designing my own shirts, and I just kind of carried on through my career. And, like, wrestling is so weird. It's one of those things of, like, Disney. Like, what does Disney do? Disney does any and everything. So I kind of learned to do any and everything for wrestling. Like, I know how to sell because I had to make ring gear.
All right, well, stand by. Hold on one second. We're going to head to a break. We'll be back in just a moment to plug the school. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California.
dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here for the final segment of the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Sean Daivari is on the Academy School of Professional Wrestling website, theacademyprowrestling.com. Everything you need to know is there. They've got a special as they attempt to fill up the first class. You get 66% off tuition if you sign up here soon on the website. And Sean, let's get some final plugs in.
Yeah, so when you say sign up soon, sign up really soon, because that first class is about 90% capacity right now. So right now, regular tuition we're charging is $2,000. But just for our first class, we wanted to try something different just to see, you know, who we can get. Let's get some people that want to do this that maybe, you know, maybe financing is the reason that, or sorry, not financing, financials are the reason that they can't do this right now. We want to give them a chance too. So he said, you know what, forget about it. We'll throw up for $1,000. $1,000 is something that I feel anyone can afford, whether you make minimum wage or you know, $1 million a year. You can try that now until our first class fills up, which is probably going to be while we're live tweeting during SmackDown tonight. But yeah, train with me, Ken Anderson. Obviously, we have guest trainers, Molly Holly, who's a fantastic wrestler, like an unfathomable amount of knowledge for female wrestlers, but also very, you know, smart for men that want to train too. We have Eric Cannon, who, in my opinion, is an unsung hero of the independence. He hasn't gone, quote unquote, places in the United States because he had no desire for it. But I mean, he did great in Mexico, he did great in Japan, he did great in Europe. So if WWE or TNA isn't your deal, if that's something that doesn't interest you, we have a fantastic coach in Eric Cannon.
Well, I want to thank you so much. We're totally out of time, but I really appreciate it. TheAcademyProWrestling.com is the place to go. And we're out of here, everybody. Talk to you again tomorrow. Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.